In order to intelligently apply the sixfold loving reciprocations mentioned in the previous verse, one must select proper persons with careful discrimination. Srila Rupa Goswami therefore advises that we should meet with the Vaishnavas in an appropriate way, according to their particular status.
Vaishnava, we are not only one guru. It may be that he may be Sikha guru. Those who are pure Vaishnava, they think that my guru is here also, enough of guru. I should say. But on the other hand, he knows that he is being dishonoring all Vaishnava, that my guru is here. So he said, among all the Vaishnava.
In this verse, he tells us how to deal with three types of devotees, the Kanishta Adhikari, Madhyam Adhikari, and Uttam Adhikari. The Kanishta Adhikari is a neophyte who has received the Harinam initiation from the spiritual master and is trying to chant the holy name of Krishna. One should respect such a person with his mind as a Kanishta Vaishnava. A Madhyam Adhikari has received spiritual initiation from the spiritual master and has been fully engaged by him in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. The Madhyam Adhikari should be considered to be situated midway in devotional service. The Uttam Adhikari, or highest devotee, is one who is very advanced in devotional service. An Uttam Adhikari is not interested in blaspheming others. His heart is completely clean, and he has attained the realized state of unalloyed Krishna consciousness. According to Srila Rupa Goswami, the association and service of such a Maha Bhagavat, or perfect Vaishnava, are most desirable. One should not remain a Kanishta Adhikari, one who is situated.
Not at one lower state, one will not grow.
One should not remain a Kanishta Adhikari, or one who is situated on the lowest platform of devotional service and is interested only in worshipping the deity in the temple. Such a devotee is described in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Arachayam nivaharaye pujam yasharadehi hati. A person who is very faithfully engaged in the worship of the deity in the temple, but who does not know how to behave toward devotees or people in general, is called a Prakrit Bhakta or Kanishta Adhikari.
You are following all? Honor Vaishnava. One is Vasudeva. Then he must punish the Adhikari. This should come from Madhyam Adhikari. By the words of Madhyam Adhikari. The thing is that he wants to honor Vaishnava. That is Madhyam Adhikari. But willingly, with unrest to Vaishnava, willingly we should not do any offense. Unwillingly, if it is done, then he is the Kanishta Adhikari. Because he is Jatna Toru and Jatna Mahatma. But if he has come to Madhyam Adhikari, he knows Jiva Tattva, Krishna Tattva, devotion of Krishna, and he has come. All knowledge is also. Then he is in Madhyam Adhikari. And if he does dishonor, goes against Shastra, does not obey his Guru, then he is certainly doing offense. And in some days, he is offense.
One therefore has to raise himself from the position of Kanishta Adhikari to the platform of Madhyam Adhikari. The Madhyam Adhikari is described in Srimad Bhagavatam in this way. ishvare tad adhineshu valisheshu disatsuscha prema maitri kripopeksha yakaroti samadhyamaha. The Madhyam Adhikari is a devotee who worships the Supreme Personality of Godhead as the highest object of love, makes friends with the Lord's devotees, is merciful to the ignorant, and avoids those who are envious by nature. This is the way...
By nature, means? This one that blesses them, all this envy, to envy. This one that... This one that... And be angry in any case, if Vaishnava or Guru is chastising any his disciples. This also takes that. He chastising for my benefit. Don't reply. Don't react like that. Oh, he is reducing my life.
This is the way to cultivate devotional service properly. Therefore, in this verse, Srila Rupa Goswami has advised us how to treat various devotees.
If a guru has enmity to any another before the Lord, then what it will be? So, is this bhakti or not? Why he should be enmity to his Lord brother? Quarreling with money, quarreling for money, for the reputation, for man pratishtha,
name and fame.
If they are Padamadhikari. If they are such bona fide, not bona fide guru, so called guru, are telling that he should do this over a Jidana Vaishnava. So we should use our intelligence. What to Guru Dev he is doing. We should go deeply and think of this. If he is doing so and ordering, then we should have to go in his right. That whether any hair he has taken. So we should be very careful on this.
We can see from practical experience that there are different types of Vaishnavas. The Prakrit Sahajiyas generally chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, yet they are attached to women, money, and intoxication.
They also chant, but not bona fide. They are entangled with the old. So we are chanting, remembering, and not in or bad thing, but in money also, and the other things which are not required in person, if they are engaged, then we are not.
Although such persons may chant the holy name of the Lord, they are not yet properly purified. Such people should be respected within one's mind, but their association should be avoided. Those who are innocent, but simply carried away by bad association, should be shown favor if they are eager to receive proper instructions from pure devotees. But those neophyte devotees who are actually initiated by the bona fide spiritual master and are seriously engaged in carrying out the orders of the spiritual master should be offered respectful obeisances.
It is in 10 pages?
Yes.
Yeah. Because at 9 they will have to be taught. So we will be here in 9
hours.
You can speak
as well
as
you
want.
You can
do
it. But
I will have to be taught for the You can read and follow this. It's bona fide Vaishnava and Guru. And those who are not practically following all these things, in their case, we can just use our intelligence and see, is it what they are telling according to Swami Jiyarno. And if it is according to him, we should come. Because Guru is bona fide, actual Guru, and he goes according to all these things. What we should come. Always, after this slope, one slope will come. Sannam Rupa Chaitadi Sikutsanami Pramena Manasara Sami Yudhya Tishthan Braje Tadam Gadi Janam Gami Salam Nayev Akhilam Ittu Padeshasa. In only one this slope, Lord Rupa Swami has given sum and substance to all things. How we can be bona fide? This is meaning.
The essence of all advice is that one should utilize one's full time, 24 hours a day, in nicely chanting and remembering the Lord's divine name, transcendental form, qualities, and eternal pastimes, thereby gradually engaging one's tongue and mind. In this way, one should reside in Braj, Goloka Vrindavan Dham, and serve Krishna under the guidance of devotees. One should follow in the footsteps of the Lord's beloved devotees who are deeply attached to his devotional service.
You can live in Vrindavan by mind. But you will have to be in the guidance of any bona fide spiritual master or person. If you are not doing so, then better to be where you are. If you are in the guidance of any bona fide person. This is Vrindavan, where there are persons. But going in Vrindavan, in the guidance of monkeys, you are going here and there. Not through talking, chanting, not in a bona fide Vaishnava guidance of yours. So be in Vrindavan. And if you cannot be there, by buying the Vrindavan. But you will have always be in the guidance of and bona fide parasit bhau and tattva provision. Other than no
question. So in his report, he mentions here, this is some way into the purport, he says, when one makes Vrindavan his residence, he should take shelter of an advanced devotee there. In this way, one should always think of Krishna and his pastimes.
He has no time because 24 hours he is chanting, remembering, doing service of Vaishnava. He has no time to criticize anyone. Then he will be first class person.
He quotes this verse from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Seva Saraka Rupena, Siddha Rupena Chatrahi, Tad Bhava Lipsana Karya, Vraja Lokana Saraka.
It is very important. If you want to go to Braj, this is long, most important. And Swamiji has written, but they are telling that we are not qualifying, we will not be here. We will get some
love.
Oh,
yes.
It can happen. The same thing sometimes happens. And for this, that it is important. But
in the transcendental realm of Braj, Brajadam, one should serve the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna, with a feeling similar to that of his associates, and one should place himself under the direct guidance of a particular associate of Krishna and should follow in his footsteps. This method is applicable both in the stage of sadhana, spiritual practices executed while in the stage of bondage.
Do you understand? What is bondage? If I understand that in your words, you can.
That's very serious.
What is bondage? Don't say anything. No sense at all. But yes, what is then again?
I should read it again?
Yes. And you took very essentially. Yes, sir.
In the transcendental realm of Braj, one should serve the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna, with a feeling similar to that of his associates. And one should...
What are you studying? What are you studying?
And one should place himself under the direct guidance of a particular associate of Krishna and should follow in his footsteps. This method is applicable both in the stage of sadhana.
The stage of?
Sadhana.
Not for secretary, but they are not very good. They want that all this should be in lower class, in third class bhogas. Here they are telling that you are not in our life. You are not in Swami Vivekananda. I think that they are not in Swami Vivekananda.
No, come on!
That is why I tell that I am his disciple, first disciple and last disciple also. If they are not following, if they are following, that's all are disciples. And not following all these things, I think they are not disciples. They are even in Kanishta Adhikari.
Here he's also qualifying sadhana. He's saying, in brackets, spiritual practices executed while in the stage of bondage.
What is meaning?
Last time he was saying in the lecture that everyone should follow their guru. Right?
Their guru means bona fide guru should be the leader. If there is no bona fide guru, then it is to judge whether he is going on falling or not. Then he is not falling. If he is following Swamiji totally, then he is not falling.
At the beginning of this book of Srila Prabhupada said, the person who wants to get educated about the Vedic matter, they should practice from very, very beginning and follow.
He said that in the beginning of this book that one who wants to attain this knowledge, he should practice from the very beginning.
It is for all devotees who are sadhak, for all. Not only for advanced. Advanced should follow more. And those who are lower, less. Yeah.
So, both in the stage of sadhana, spiritual practices executed while in the stage of bondage, and in the stage of sadhya, God realization, when one is a siddha purush or a spiritually perfect soul.
It is perfectly because guru. And guru is just not doing anything. I have seen so many persons, devotees, they never can fix things. They have no mala in their hands. Going to do all this. And they are top. What is it? Krishna. 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 Chanting, not less than 3 lakhs. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself being it. Krishna himself and Radhika, he used to chant daily, keeping the number. Why do you? Guru should chant not less than 1 lakh. Otherwise he is not true. Never he is not true. I am not guru, but yet I chant 1 lakh. I should not tell all these things, but for your friends I am telling. They never do me this. That's a group. Always chanting, remembering. There will be no problem, no meeting, nothing. Only meeting is the worst thing. Mr. Guru. Only meeting for what? Who is Krishna? What is Krishna? How we should proceed in bhakti? How frame will come in our lives? This is the problem. How we can control our minds? This should be the thing. Resolution can be planned. Later by later. These are like madhu or honey or
nectar.
These are people. For you all, I am telling how to act. This will help so much just to try to read out. Very essentially and very deeply you should read. Don't only hear, because one of our devotees very rare. You should try to examine whether they are following these formulas of the teachings of Swami. If they are following totally very blindly, they do. Because he will never cheat. Because he don't want money, reputation, or anything. What do you mean? One of the things. He wants to keep his mercy to God. His mercy is open to God. So I'm telling you something. That in the body, you can start doing something. In home, you have Satuji, Radha Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. not anything picture like here. That is in morning, right? Oh, I went to see the Thakur temple
of Adidev
and wife.
Satyadev.
This happened to be of, I know that of Satyadev.
Yes, of course.
So I went to Satyadev temple. And I went home. And sat at home and said, I'm not with you. And hope you can. And thinking of that. And all of the sessions on this. Satyadev. So in morning, what is going on in temple? Let it go. What is that all? What is the meaning of that all? There are two kinds of Atma. One Yashoda is living Atma, Hatsar. And other, Lalita Vishaka and other son. One of, among two, both, you have to follow one. If you are like father and mother of Krishna, you should follow Yashoda. In morning, I see the glance of tea and cotton. And you see that is there any scratch in the face of Krishna? Are there scratches of anything here and then cotton? Very question. Not like this. Don't rush out it. See, that's what I see. Very loving eyes and if there is the boys are so wicked. Always naughty, always quarreling with Krishna. Sometimes they do like this. And sometimes they run after Krishna and Krishna also running so far and in groups somewhere phones are there and see, I will not see and what?
Remove it.
Remove what? To daba nahi do.
Apply some medicine.
Medicine or anything. And it may go more and it is not like a very big sword. Especially Siddhan, Madhumangala, they all will quarrel with the person. So expensive. And then I thought, hey, we are so wrong. And then you see that, oh, here, we are also expensive. Seven. How many? All. Only. Otherwise, this family hungry and maybe will call mother, mother, you should give me butter and butter. I am so hungry, I am the so not more than that. And this land should be given. And after that, no room for chamar, bajan, flowers and
function.
Also, how much? And you can do seven. Not more. And it should not be given to anybody because it will be
contaminated. Then
only this will be like prasadi. But we should not give chamar and bhajan to all. Otherwise we will have to change totally this chamar and bhajan. They will have to like if you are giving any hope to Krishna and same part you give to others, then it will never be again. Understand what I told you to tell again. Luckily,
Krishna is whatever you used to work with Krishna,
and that will be taken. Yes, sir, don't use that. Only the water in
pond,
that will be taken. Not anything. Chamar, bhajan, flower,
cloth.
By what? What is cloth for what is? It is the bell of Yashoda Devi. First, it takes water. And in the evening, Krishna coming from cowherd, and so much dust is there. So he sings first stretches, and after that sings the oh. So he says, "This bell should be given to all other devotees." So, this was trying to let him let second kind of Visakha. Srimati Lalita and Visakha, when they woke in the morning, that's what Krishna and Radha are sitting in front of them. It's very beautiful.
Golden thing.
Not golden, but flowers. And Krishna some hair has been done here and there. Not in proper way. Srimati Radhika also something coming here, something here. And she is smiling. Oh, why is it crazy? How it can? Can you imagine? How did your captain has come? His mood is some other type of that Yashoda. You can know. That when they are fighting Radha and Krishna. Yes. I started from that. So I should not tell you how to accept it. So she is smiling and stretching towards Krishna, and they are also some smiling, but some say that I think that may I be slow? Srimati Radhika, by his crooked eyes, said, "No." Get me. After that, it happened. So then, he gets flowers in the lotus feet up. How he will take the lotus flowers and it will get to devotee lotus flowers? Don't give that. He can take. Or you can take here, are any better, best devotee? Don't be Srimati Radhika. Lalita and Vishakha are doing chamar. But audience, we are seeing Well, tapi siya kabil do sabar and better to all the third class boys now, second class, fourth class, all are there. You are doing?
Special classes.
I'm telling you, don't teach me use of root in temple, but in because you can change that. But you can develop your own heart like this. If you are offering anything to deity, then you should recite the mantra, which is applicable there. If Krishna is sitting, and Yashoda Ma or Lalita Vishakha are given offerings, then we should tell what we should take this offering. And then by the heart also we would have to ask him, what is the use of telling that? Anything? We should offer by that mantra, which is applicable at that time. Etatanayajyam Sri Gaudayam Svaha Etatanayajyam Pasurusi Santam Surusi Panyajalam Sri Kling Radha Krishna Bhyam Namaha. I am thinking that Srimati Radhika is offering both to Krishna or Maja Soda is getting offering to his son. There is no use of Pancha Kalsaru. At first it's Krishna and then Pancha Kalsaru. Abhyana Simiram Dharsya Gyan.
Is that not offering?
Learn from Swamiji books. Everything is there. So, give Atmanam. Atmanam means? If you are doing arti, at that time you should have to sing arti to him. Right? Jai Jai Gora Chandir Arati Kasubha. In morning, evening and in morning you can do. But we do in online. But Jai Jai Radha Krishna Jugala Mila Harasu Karaye Lalita Adishakita Bhaktum No Thakur and all what you like. Here in the same light we can do.
Manavira Ananta Akadu Madana Mohanaru Patrihanga Sundar
Madana Mohanaru Trihanga Sundar
Pitambara Siti Sushtakira Manahar.
Jai Jai Radha Krishna Jugala Milan Arati Kare Lalita Adishakta Alelta and Ishata Chitra Champaklata Hindu Lekha Sungha Vidya Hora and Rup Manjari Gati Manjari, they are all
playing with
the Banga Kalpal. So God Vina Yantra Vyadhi. So we should sing like this. Fine. By this, all these things we should thank to God. Help out with it. Lalita Madhav Bame Vishabhanu Kanya. Lalita Madhav. Krishna is standing and in his left side Vishabhanu Kanya. Who is Vishabhanu Kanya? Devotees are seeing him. But oh, Radha and Krishna. And they are doing kirtan and this is two chamas like fighting. Like what that is called? Gada?
Club.
Like club. Don't play club. Very gently. Yashodama or Lalita. Not 1 hour. Otherwise, this will be? And he will run after from there. Oh mother, I cannot hear this. Very happy, you have kept your butter and listening. And he go, and he's doing, and he's going in there with his room, and he will do it. So, if he wants to develop all these things, in the line of his Guru Dev, in the line of our bona fide discipling order, we will have to do. If there was a vow made by anyone's father, and after that the water was not
pure,
and no medicine was given, and the water became dirty, then anyone is telling, his son is telling that, no harm. My father has made that well, made that well. Father is dirty, but I will take this hand. Your father has not done that. You should clear them. So, this is all these things, thinking internally all these things. Then we can develop all these things. Otherwise, we will be the same line that we have. So, but money I don't need. But all the skepticism, which our hearts should be developed. Number and quality of name. Quality of name should be more. No need of increasing so much number. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. You think that they are not truly like Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. This is what? It's quality. Not numbering will do.
Remembering also the pastimes of Krishna. also to increase our hearts also. Never do anything, criticize anyone. If a bad person is there and you are criticizing, the same thing will
come in our heart.
Never do that. Let him do it. If he hears your words, then you can. You should not. Don't go always to control them. Otherwise, it will come to you. So follow this. Now it is to 10. And so tomorrow we will start for
New York.
I'm so much glad to have questions like you. And that is why I have told to you. Otherwise I have not told to you all these things. So you can try to develop all your Krishna consciousness. Go Pramananda.
Used to
like my all. Where you have learnt is also great. All these. Very good, very good. I knew so many, so much. So you said, that left all these things by your own. One thing else I want to tell you all, that Archan will be done first of Gurudev. And after that, Gaur Nityananda Prabhu, Radha Krishna, and Jagannath is always, if all are there. First Gurudev Archan, then you can do Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Radha Krishna, and then after that, Jagannath Dev. And if there is Ramdeva, but in offering prasadam, you will first offer to Radha and Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They are sent. And their eminence should be given to Gurudev. Don't do this, otherwise this will be offered. Understood? First offer to Radha and Krishna and see that my Gurudev is there and offering to Radha and Krishna. I am not bona fide to offer Radha and Krishna. So, Gurudev, you should come. And you should serve there and you should be there. So you should see that my Gurudev, if Radha Krishna said he is in shape of Gopi, otherwise anyone cannot serve Radha and Krishna in male shape. And in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu you can see that my Gurudev. And offer by mantra, you will have to tell the mantra of Radha Krishna or Mahaprabhu. And if you are offering to Gurudev, then he cannot give it to Krishna. He's a...